Today on Rockin' the Suburbs...
Some echo of rock's original spirit of incoherent, bleary-eyed helplessness that could not be learned or faked.
Intro pal Scott Parks. Haven't been on the show for a while, but had to call in and get my thoughts about the godfather of heavy metal, Ozzy Osbourne, on the day of his passing. I was never a huge Ozzy fan, but like any other adolescent hard rock loving kid in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I definitely had my Ozzy years. Mine took place in 89 to 92 when I was in high school. Growing up in the middle of nowhere, Indiana, there's not a lot to do. And so music was a big part of my life. And hard rock and metal were front and center. Ozzy came onto my radar when a friend of mine gave me a dubbed copy of Tribute my freshman year. And I was hooked. All it took was hearing Ozzy scream, "Rock and roll!" Followed by Randy Rhoads' shredding guitar riff to open "I Don't Know." And that was all my 14-year-old brain knew, that this was for me and I was going to be a fan for a long, long time. I didn't come to Ozzy from Sabbath like a lot of people. For me, it was all 80s solo Ozzy. That was pretty much most of what I listened to of his catalog. But talking about Sabbath, it's one thing to create a genre like he did with that band, and a completely different thing to perfect it like he did over a decade later with Randy Rhoads. He was pretty much everything your parents didn't want you to be in the era of the Satanic Panic. His music was not only quote unquote scary, but dangerous, but it was also melodic and beautiful all at the same time. And the albums that he made with Randy Rhoads, in my opinion, are certifiable classics, and I think will stand the test of time. So rest in power, you madman, you Prince of Darkness. I hope you're up there flying high again, and we're all a little worse off for it.
What's the future of?
Hey all, Jason Goble checking in. I want to say a few words about Ozzy and his recent passing. I guess the best way to start this is to say there's certain artists that transcend genre. By that I mean, I'm not a huge heavy metal fan. I'm not a huge hard rock fan. It's not that I don't listen to it. I will occasionally, but it's definitely not what I reach to. And when I listen to it, it's in very short bursts. But always did have a place in my heart for Ozzy, notwithstanding. I remember when I was younger, probably early teens, MTV was airing a concert, I believe midnight Eastern Standard Time, and I remember going to my friend's house to sleep over because he had a TV in his bedroom, and me and a bunch of us wanted to watch Ozzy do his things live. We definitely had a curiosity about the guy who supposedly bit the head off a bat. Flashing forward to about 10 years ago when Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath were doing one of their final tours. My company, or the company I work for, used to have a suite in the garden, where they would entertain clients. I used it sporadically, or I got to go sporadically to stuff, but one of the things I definitely remember is talking to a salesman who was a sort of a bigger metalhead, and we were talking about Ozzy, and he basically said, well, you got to see Ozzy do his thing live, and ended up getting me into the suite for a night he was entertaining clients for one of Black Sabbath's, what was supposed to be one of Black Sabbath's final shows. And I remember having a great time, seeing Ozzy and Black Sabbath do a bunch of their classics. Music-wise, I predominantly listen to the Ozzy music that was released in the 80s, and I know that this is a guy who is predominantly associated with some of the greatest metal songs, such as Iron Man and Paranoid and Crazy Train, but I always loved the softer side of Ozzy. I love the song Close My Eyes Forever, the duet he did with Lita Ford, and song I really, really love, one of my favorites of all time, is Mama, I'm Coming Home. And I guess I would also relate my experience with the song Changes. The first time I think I ever heard the song Changes was the Charles Bradley version. And I love that song. And I remember being, stunned that it was actually a cover of a Black Sabbath song. And even beyond the music, one of the most entertaining and funniest people ever lived, was always a great interview. I remember kind of stopping my radio dial if I happened to hear he was on one of the local radio shows here. I guess I'll just add, I'm glad he got his final hurrah, or what ended up being his final hurrah, with that concert that was held a few weeks ago. Rest in power, Ozzy. You'll definitely be missed. Thanks, everybody.
Mama, I'm coming home. goodbye. It seems to be you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized. I could be wrong. It hurts so bad. It's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. 'Cause mama, I'm coming.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, and fellow Rocking or Soho listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling from Stirling with my Ozzy Osbourne thoughts. At the time Ozzy's death was announced, Mike Coley and I were already in the pre-planning stages for a planned Black Sabbath week, which will still happen, get recorded probably some point after Sabbath Fest. So that will be coming at some point, and as a result I'll keep my thoughts pretty brief here, because we'll be going a lot deeper on Sabbath and Ozzy during that. As part of my research for that, I'm reading Mick Wall, who's always excellent, and his biography of the band Symptom of the Universe. And I'll give this read, or just read this description. In the introduction, he talks about each of the band members in turn. But as this is about Ozzy, we'll read what it says about Ozzy, and I think it sums up what his appeal was and why he was able to be successful. So here's Mick Wall writing about Ozzy Osbourne. And of course, there was Ozzy, or Ozzy spelt with two S's and IE, as he was dumbly credited on the first Black Sabbath album. Since the Osbournes turned him into a family-friendly, panda-eyed, cuddly toy, Ozzy has been denuded of the credibility he once enjoyed as a rock singer. He never had much in the first place, forced to stand at the side of the stage, jumping up and down like a caged gorilla as Iommi hogged the centre stage spotlight. Yet there was something about him, for those that tuned in, that spoke of a truly unresolved problem. Some echo of rock's original spirit of incoherent, bleary-eyed helplessness that could not be learned or faked, something uncomfortably real. As a fan, he wanted to be Robert Plant, or maybe John Lennon. He never wanted to be Ozzy. It was all right to be a tortured romantic soul, a Rod Stewart, or even an Elton John. It was an entirely different thing to want to suffer actual pain, to know that you're mad, that you've always been mad. To know, finally, that one day you might really lose your effing mind. So I'll leave that as my tribute to Ozzy. Rest in power, Jim Michael Osbourne. I'll see you again in Black Sabbath week.
Rest in power, Ozzy.
So, rest in power, you madman, you prince of darkness.